A visit to Nashville, Tennessee isn't complete unless you see Harvey's, the most talked-of store in the South. Youngsters love the fun mirrors, live monkeys, merry-go-round slides. Everybody loves the escalators at Harvey's. Everybody agrees it's fun to shop at Harvey's, Nashville's largest store. And remember this, if you can't shop during the day, Harvey's is open every Monday and Friday night till 9.
From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Carl Smith.
Don't tease me, don't tease me, don't you know that it's unfair to my heart to tease me this way. Don't get too close when you're teasing me. It sets my heart astray. If you want me and need me, why don't you try to please? But don't tease me, cause I'm no teasing kind. Don't get too close when you're teasing me. It sets my heart on fire. I never gave you a reason to ever start your teasing. So don't tease me, cause I'm no teasing kind. I'll admit your ways are pleasing if you just stop for teasing. So don't tease me, cause I'm no teasing kind. Don't start a game if you don't know the rules, cause I've been through the school. If you want my heart and you can play the part, but don't tease me, cause I'm no teasing kind.
So thanks and a great big hello to all my good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, let's tell the folks who's on board for tonight's big show.
Rod Brassfield and Minnie Pearl.
Miss Dale Wood.
Grandpa Jones.
And just so you'll enjoy some more real fine country music, I've invited somebody over tonight. Miss Martha Carson, Mr. Stuart Hamblin. We're going to have Martha and Stuart with us in just a little while. First, though, well, sir, this is Labor Day, and each and every one of you folks is going to have an accident. That's right, and it's going to happen right now, and I can't stop it. And here he comes, and if it's not a horrible accident, I don't know what it is. Here it is, Rod Brassfield! Howdy, Rod.
Oh, Ned, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Rod.
I'm telling you the truth. You know what?
What's that?
I brushed my teeth this morning with gunpowder, and I've been shooting my mouth off all day. Oh. Hey, Carl. Carl, you ought to have been to me day before yesterday. I went up here to Chattanooga.
You did?
Yeah, I went up there visiting with my kinfolk.
They all over there now?
Yeah, there's some of them up there. My gal Susan, a few of them, you know.
Is that right?
And I went up there on the train, and this train went to go through one of them big tunnels and missed the hole. Oh, it was a mess. It just splattered people all over that hillside. Well, the claim agent for the railroad got down there, and everybody was hurt. He'd write them out a check, you know, pay them off or keep them quiet, you know. I seen what he was doing. I wasn't hurt, but I went around behind the train and I put my britches on hind part before.
Hind part before.
Yeah, he got out there to me. He says, "Are you hurt, bud?" I says, "Am I hurt? Look at me, man. I'm twisted. Slap around." He wrote me out a check for $9.40.
What?
Yeah, and that 40 cents is tax, I think.
Oh.
I got on the bus. I got on the bus, sir, and I sat down by a great big old fat man that was asleep.
Yeah.
Had his mouth open, snoring. You could have heard him for 4 miles.
Really enjoyed
Sounded
it.
Just exactly like a country sawmill, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was taking this cold that I've got. I was taking some of them little quinine capsules, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just as I started to take one, the bus gave a jerk, and it flew out of my hand, hit that old big fat man right in the mouth. He come up from there just spitting and grunting and groaning, and I says, "What's the matter, old buddy?" He says, "I don't know, Sean, but from the taste in my mouth, I think my gall's busted." Got up out to Chattanooga, Carl. Got up out to Chattanooga, and I went to see my gal, Susie.
Yeah.
And she got a little old brother. That's the meanest little old... He's the meanest little old boy I ever saw.
A bad boy.
Yeah. He always does something to me if I don't give him a nickel.
Yeah.
That's expensive, ain't it?
Well, a lot of times I don't have no nickel. Yeah. In fact, most of the time I don't have no nickel. The other day, I got up there, he done something to me.
Is that right?
You know them great big old bill posters tacks?
Yeah.
Well, he got one of them and put it right square dab in the settee where me and Susie always sit and spark at. And I went in there and popped down on him. Yeah. Now, you thought he had the business end of it up, too.
Had it setting just right.
Yeah. Now, Carl, you talking about taxes on your real estate and automobiles. You wait till it hits your personal property, brother.
Saturday, it's Saturday. I sure stocked up with good PA.
That's a good notion, Grant. A man certainly don't want to run short on Prince Albert over the weekend.
No, sir. Nothing I know of equals the cool, comfortable taste of PA's natural tobacco flavor in your pipe.
Right. Nothing comes up to PA for mild, tasty pipe smoking.
Well, nature does it. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert's own special process, perfected over nearly 50 years, holds and heightens the mellow ripe goodness of PA's choice tobaccos. Keeps it there for a fellow to enjoy pipeful after pipeful.
Tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be, and no wonder the women folk approve PA's clean, fresh aroma.
So this weekend, whether you smoke a pipe or a making cigarette, try PA. You'll sure find out why. Prince Albert is the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, as I told you before, tonight we have two real special guests. It's kind of a Labor Day treat for all you nice folks. And here they are to greet you, Miss Martha Carson and Mr. Stuart Hamblin. Stuart, how about you coming up and saying hello to the folks and telling them what you all going to do, huh?
Thank you, Carl. And friends, this is my first time to appear on the Grand Ole Opera. In fact, you might ask what I'm doing in Nashville. I'm on my way to New York. I stopped off here to say hello to the boys and to plug a record that Miss Martha Carson and myself have just made. It's called Lord, I Can't Come Now. You know, Martha reminds me, in a way, of Rosemary Clooney. Only there's more of her than there is of Rosie. And we'd like to sing it for you at this time. Give us a pitch, boys. Lord, I can't come now. Don't make me come now.
They were gathered all around him, a moping and a crying. He looks so weak, he looks so frail. The old man must be dying. His good dog licked his hand as he hung outside the bed. But the old man raised up suddenly, and this is what he said.
Lord, I can't come now.
Dining.
Just too many things I got to do.
What
I can't come now.
appeared on this stage year after year every Saturday night. We're mighty proud to be part of the Grand Ole Opry, and we're proud and grateful we can sing for you folks. But while we don't make a big speech about it, we do sing our thanks by devoting a few minutes every Saturday night to a sacred song. This is ours tonight. We hope you like it. It's called Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus. Are so tired, and our burdened hearts grow heavier with each day. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land. But then we look around and suddenly we see. Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
One big reason a man rolls his own making cigarettes, to my mind, is the flavor of the smoke he gets, along with the mildness that suits him best, right?
Grant, I suspect that's why the favorite making with so many men is Prince Albert.
You're so right, Carl. P.A.'s fine flavor is nature's own flavor, held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process.
Yes, sirree, and P.A. makes it real easy to roll your own perfect smokes.
Sure, P.A. is crimp cut, so it doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Rolls firm, smooth, and neat. You get the same tasty mildness and cool, long-burning smoke every time you roll one. So roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way, put the flavor in P.A. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree, his tobacco as nature meant tobacco be. Well, you've heard from the fiddles and the guitars, and now you hear from the piano, and I mean you'll hear from it too. That's because Miss Del Wood is ready to knock out our version of Smoky Mountain Polka. Miss Del Wood. Thank you. that. You know, this must be my lucky night or something, because last weekend we were missing our favorite girlfriend of the Grand Ole Opry, but she's back tonight, and I'm glad to get to say that here's the princess of the press, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Miss Labor Day of 1923, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I just love Carl. I'd love to squeeze him in a hay baler. I tell you now, these fellas, you don't know, never know what they go say. Just now there was two fellas standing backstage I hadn't ever saw before, and one of them said to the other, when he seen me, he said, "Ain't that the ugliest girl you ever seen?" Other said, "Yeah, she's ugly, but she might be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." The other said, "Well, let's skin her." Nothing said, "You know, I believe I recognize her." Said, "I believe that's that old Minnie Pearl, been up here at the Grand Ole Opry for so long." He said, "You know, I wonder if she really is a country girl." He said, "I bet she don't know a goose from a gander." I just turned around and I said, "Well, at Grinder Switch, we don't worry about that. We just put them all out there together and let them figure it out for themselves." These fellers. I tell you, my Uncle Nabob got in an awful lot of trouble this past week, Carl.
He did.
Woo! He went to the fair down at Hohenwald, you know, and he was standing there with Aunt Ambrosie, and he'd kind of slipped away from her.
Yeah.
And he was kind of looking, you know, at some of them pretty girls down there.
Uh-huh.
Woo! She grabbed him. She said, "Why, you old coot, here you are married for all these years, you know, looking at these pretty girls." He said, "Well, now, just because I'm on a diet don't mean I can't look at the menu." Well, so I was talking to Miss Prunella Pinbody last week. She's a lady up at Grinder Switch that never has gotten married. And she said, "You know, I don't believe I've missed having a man around the house." She says, "I've got a chimney that smokes and a parrot that swears and a dog that snores and a cat that goes out every night." Well, sir, I've come to the conclusion, Carl, I ain't gonna worry no more about fellers. I'm through worrying. I don't care if I never see another one of them. In fact, I've already made up my mind. When I get ready to have my funeral, I want nothing but lady pallbearers.
Nothing but lady pallbearers.
That's all I want, just ladies for my pallbearers.
Well, why, Minnie?
Well, if these fellas can't take me out while I'm alive, I don't want them taking me out after I'm dead.
Thank you, Cousin Minnie Pearl. How would you folks like to have another song from our special guest, Dear Hamlin, huh? Jared, what have you got for us this time, buddy?
Well, Carl, I guess a lot of people have heard a song called "This Old House." I would like to say that when that song was first written, it was written to be a very sad song. People never did get the message of it. And when I took it back to New York, Mr. Steve Scholes, who, by the way, is here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, he told me, he said, "Stuart, I think it'll be a hit, but you can't sing it that slow. You gotta poop it up more." Well, I did it pretty fast, and Rosemary Clooney, she really clobbered it. But at first, I was upset about her record. I didn't like it at first. And my wife and I got so busy working on the cash register at home that we forgive her for the way she did it. And I would like to do it for you tonight the way it was originally written, and should it have been recorded this way, it probably would not have been a hit, but I'd like to do it like it was intended to be sung. "This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter.
This old house heard many a shout. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. But I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house, it's afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. And on my knees, I'm getting chilly. But I don't feel no fear nor no pain. 'Cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. But I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. My old hound dog lies asleeping. He don't know I'm gonna leave. He just wake up by the fireplace. He just sit there and howl and grieve. Oh, but our hunting days are over. We ain't going hunting anymore. Gabriel done brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. But I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Well, sir, by golly, we're picking up speed right along about here, 'cause here comes a man with the fastest banjo you ever did see. Grandpa Jones playing and singing about that good old mountain dew.
Sawed off and short, he measures about 4'2". He thinks he is a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. My brother Bill's got a steel on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old mountain. Oh, they call it that old mountain. And then that redeems an idea. I'll get up a bug if you fill up my cup. It's a good old mountain.
Well, sir, while things are kindly eased down here for a minute or two, I've got a little ballad I'd like to do for you folks. This happens to be the favorite of all the songs I've had the pleasure of recording for Columbia. It's our newest, and we hope you like it. It's called I Just Dropped In to Say Goodbye. Tomorrow you walk down the aisle at
someone else's sight. So I just dropped in to say goodbye. I'm sorry I can't be there when they play Here Comes a Bride. So I just dropped in to say goodbye. I hope the future holds a world of happiness for me. I know that you look beautiful the way you always do. At first I tried to doubt it, but I realize it's true. So I just dropped in to say goodbye. Did you ever try to tell an old sweetheart goodbye? One that you know you're gonna love till the day you die. You know I had to see you just this one last time before you go away. There's something that I want to tell you, and it's kindly hard to say. So just put your arms around me, honey, just for old time's sake. And tomorrow when you walk down the aisle, you wear a smile, because inside my heart's gonna break. I hope the future holds a world of happiness for me. I know that you look beautiful the way you always do. At first I tried to doubt it, but I realize it's true. So I just dropped in to say goodbye. Well, sir, I hope you've had just as much fun at the opera tonight as we have, because we sure have enjoyed picking and singing for you. Next week, you be on hand, because we'll come calling for you in the old buttonboard, and my good friend George Margin will be in the driver's seat along with his special guest, Justin Tuff. In the meantime, all of us at the Grand Ole Opry want to ask all of you, here tonight, at home or in your cars, wherever you might be, please drive carefully over this Labor Day weekend. Until next week, this is Carl Smith saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Why do so many smart smokers make the big switch to Cavaliers?
Because Cavaliers let you enjoy your smoke two ways. You feel the lightness, the easygoing smoothness in every puff, and you get the rich, welcome taste of Cavaliers' fine tobaccos.
Feel and taste. Light up a Cavalier and feel the smoothness of the smoke. Taste the richness of the flavor. That's the two-way smoking enjoyment you get with king-size Cavaliers.
And here's another important reason Cavalier is making so many friends among smart smokers. You get extra value in king-size Cavaliers. Yes, remember, there's been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Cavalier gives you all the extras: extra length, extra flavor, and extra value at no extra cost.
Pick up a carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today. You'll agree that Cavalier is right for you, because Cavalier gives you two-way smoking enjoyment with every puff. Smooth feel, rich taste. That's a Cavalier.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.